Perchin Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The first Mishnah says Hakol Ma'arichin V'Ne'arochin Noidrin V'Nidorim. We have in this Mishnah two types of Nidorim that one can make. One is a neder that's called Erech of an Odom, and one is called a neder of an Odom. And the difference is that when someone says Erki Olai or Erech Pleini Olai, he means to say that whatever the sum of money that the Torah in Parshas B'chukosai set for each age bracket and gender bracket, so that's the amount of money that the person is mekabel on himself to give to Hekdish when he says Erki Olai or Erech Pleini Olai. However, if he says Dmei Pleini Olai or Domai Olai, then he is evaluated not through the amount of money that the Torah says in Parshas B'chukosai, but rather we take that individual and we take him to the market of the Avodim, and there he's evaluated for his value as an Eved, and that amount of money is how much the one who made the neder is chayv to give to Hekdesh. The Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says Hakoil Ma'arichin Lasiyei Mai. When it says Hakoil Ma'arichin, anyone has the ability to create a neder of Erech, of Erechin. What is this coming to include by saying the word Hakoil? And the Gemara answers, Lasuye Muflo Samuchlish, that even one who is the age of Muflo Samuchlish, he's not really a Godel, in the sense that a Godel for all Dine HaTorah is one who has reached the years of 13 for a male or 12 for a female, and he or she has brought the necessary simonim of godless in order to establish godless. However, there's an age of mufla samachlish, which is close to the age of godless, but has not yet attained the full status of godless. And nevertheless, Lagavi the Parashav and the Dorim, a mufla hasamach leish can create a neder, and he's chayiv to fulfill his neder. And what the Mishnah is telling us, Hakoyim Ma'arichi, is coming to include such an age of mufla samach leish, that when he makes a neder of Erki Olai or Erech Pleni Olai, he's chayiv to make that neder. The neder is chal. So Rashi and Tosfos explain, what is this age of Mufla Samach Leish? So Rashi and Tosfos here and in other places explain that we're referring to 1 year before the year of Godless, which is 12 years old, Ben Yud Beis Shonim V'yem Echad. So he's Samach Leish, and he's called Mufla Samach Leish because he's close enough to that age, and the halacha is that boitkim oisoi, this is the halacha the Gemara says in Nida, Rashi and Tosfos bring the Gemara Nida daf from Hei Amud Beis, that if one is already the proper age of Nedarim, he's already ben Yud Gimel Shonav Yem Echod, so then if he makes a neder, so his neder is chal. However, if one is the age of Mufal Samach Leish, then in order for when he would make a neder, so we have to test him and determine whether or not he is aware of what his neder meant. L'shem mi nodar, l'shem mi hikdish. Does he understand that the neder or the hikdish was for Hashem? And if he has the proper understanding of what his action was, what his dibur was, then his neder is chal. So that's the status of mufla samach leish. And that is what we learned over here, that Mufla Samach Leish, his neder of Erech is also Chal. Now, this Shita of Rashi and Tosfos is not without dispute. There's another shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet. It's also in the Perish of Mishnayis, in Nozir. And this is also the shita of the Bahag. For a full discussion of this, the Shev Shmaitze in Shmaitze Hey discusses this Machloikas. And the Rambam and the Bahag argue on Rashi and Tosfos, and they hold that the age of Muflas Samach L'Ish is really divided into two ages. That the age of Muflas Samach L'Ish means from when the person reached the Shonim but hasn't brought Simonim. When a Godel, when he has reached the age of 13 for a male, 12 for a female, even though he hasn't brought Simonim, so he doesn't have a din of a Godel Midiraisa, nevertheless, Lagabi Nedarim, the Torah gave him a din of a Godel. And the halacha that it says that, in the Gemara Nida, that one who's 12 years old, a year before Godless, Nedar of Nivdokim, that is a din derabbanan. But the age of Mufla Samach L'Ish, that his Neder is a Neder Midiraisa, even though he hasn't attained full status of godless, is only when he has reached already the age, in years he has come to the age of godless, of 13 or 12, 13 for a male and 12 for a female, but he hasn't reached yet, he hasn't brought simonim. In the Sefer, Birkas Koyen from Hagoyen Baruch Shmuel Deutsch, Shlita, he explains, here in Erchin Daf Beis, he explains the Havana of this Machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam and the Bahag, that the Machlokes is, what is the age of Mufla Samach L'Ish? What is this din of Mufla Samach L'Ish that the Torah said that his neder is a neder even though he hasn't reached the age of godless? So, We can question how to understand this halacha. Do we say that the Torah said that the age of godless for Nedarim is a different age than the age of godless for other halachas in the Torah? That although for other halachas in the Torah, the age of godless is necessary, the requirement necessary to become bar mitzvah for other halachas is to be both shonim and simonim, both to have the age and to bring the simonim. Nevertheless, when it comes to nedarim, the Torah said that one becomes a godel already, coming of age of 13. Or do we say that no, that he's not a godel at all? It's just that the Torah said that since he's the idea, l'shem mi nodar, l'shem mi hiktish. We tested him, and we have determined that through our inquiries, we've determined that he is aware of who he made the nether for. He made it for Hashem. So, therefore, the Torah said that he has a nether, that this is a nether, even though he has not achieved godless, he is not a godl, even for the dar. So, the Birkas Koyen explains that this would be the explanation of the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam and the Bahag. Rashi understands that a Mufla Samach L'Ish is not considered a godel, l'gabei nedarim. The fact that Mufla Samach L'Ish is nidr neder is not because he has the age of godless for nedarim is different than the age of godless for other halachas. The age of godless for Nedarim is the same as for other things. However, the Torah, nevertheless, although he hasn't gotten to the age of godless, the Torah says that his neder is a neder. So accordingly, we can understand that even though he hasn't reached the age of 13, he's a year before, in no respect is he a godel, not with Shonim and not with Simonim. He's 12 years old and hasn't brought any simonim. So there's in no respect can we say that he's a godel in any way. Nevertheless, the fact that he's yodea, l'shem mi nodah, l'shem mi hiktish, that itself is sufficient that his nether should be a nether. That is the shita of Rashi and Tosfos. However, the Rambam and the Bahag, they hold that the halacha mufla samach leish doesn't say that for nedarim you don't need to be a gadol. Even for nedarim, in order for a neder to have the halacha of a neder, it must be that it was made by a gadol. But the Torah gave a halacha about the age of gadlus, the requirements necessary to be a gadol, lagavi nedarim, are different than the requirements for other halachas. In other halachas, the Torah said you need two requirements. And for nedarim, the Torah said you only need one. In other halachas, the Torah said that to become a gadol, you have to have shanim plus simanim. When it comes to nedarim, the Torah said you only need shanim and you don't need simanim. So therefore, since the geder, according to the Rambam, is that he became a gadol through the fact that he reached the age of 13, so that's why his neder is a neder, because he is a gadol legabe nedarim. Now, this machlokes, besides for the explaining the lamdas of Rashi and Tosfos and against the Rambam, is also negeya to a safek lahalacha that is brought in the Mishnah Lamelech, Hilchas Nezirus, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. And the Mishnah Lamelech has a safek, and he says, Adai yesh listapik, behigia l'oynas nedarim. Someone who has reached the age of mufla samach le'ish, and we've established that halacha is that his neder has the status of a neder, imatzil l'mishal al nidre. Does he also have the halacha that he can have she'ela on the neder, that he can be matir neder by going to a chacham and saying that he has a pesach, a charata, and the neder, and the chacham will say mutalach, and that will annul the neder? Do we have such a halacha by mufla samach leish or not? Says the Mishnah Lamelech, mi amrinon the kivan the isa b'teres nadarim isa nam b'teres she'elo. Do we say that since the Torah gave a mufla samach leish the ability to make a neder, so therefore the Torah gave him also the ability to be shoyel on his neder and annul the neder through hatara of a chacham? Oydil mashani nadarim the b'feirish rabbi krol mufla. The halacha that his neder has a status of a neder is only because we have a ribui hakra. The Torah made a special exception that his neder is a neder. But the Torah didn't say that he gets all the halachas of nedarim, that he could also annul his neder through hatara of a chacham. And therefore, Mishnah Melech now has a safik, what is the halacha legabe mufla samach leish? Can he be shoyel on his neder by going to a chacham and being matir neder? And the Mishnah Melech doesn't seem to have a shitus on this question. He doesn't seem to resolve this question, and it remains a question of the Mishnah Melech. This is in Nezirus Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel. Now, the truth is that at the end of the words of the Mishnah Lamelech, he brings a Rashi in Makkos, and it seems that he is concluding from the Rashi in Makkos that he could have She'ela on the nether, but it's not clear if this is the Pshita of the Mishnah Lamelech as well. Without getting into all the details of the question, it's not clear from the Mishnah Melech if that is his maskana or not. Now, in the Sefer Birkas Koyin, again, he explains this sofik of the Mishnah Melech, he says, can be explained with this, again, with this hakira of what is the gather of Mufla Samach Le'ish. And he says, if we say that Mufla Samach Le'ish is, the gather of the halacha is, that he's has a din of a gadol, legavi nedarim, because legavi nedarim, the Torah said, that although legavi other halachas in the Torah, it takes only shanim to become a gadol. However, legavi nedarim, the Torah said, that to become a gadol, although legavi other halachas, what you need is shanim and simanim. Nevertheless, legavi nedarim, the Torah said that with shanim itself is the only requirement necessary to become a gadol, like the Rambam holds. So then, therefore, we can say, why should there be any difference between creating the age necessary to create the neder and the age necessary to be able to be shoyl on the neder. Since the Torah said Lagabin Adorim, the requirement for godless is different than in Kol Torah Kula, and the requirement for godless and Adorim is only the Shonim. So therefore, the fact that he's already 13 years old, he already has Shonim, that would make him a godl, both Lagabe creating the neder and both Lagabe annulling the neder through Hatara to a Chacham. However, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that the Torah did not say that the requirement of becoming a godl, Lagabe Nedarim, is any different than the requirement of anything else. Just the Torah was marbe that someone who's a godl, so someone who's a mufa, samach leish, from that age, im yodei al hashem yinoda, so his neder is a neder. So therefore, it would make sense to say that ein lechaboy lechidushoy, the fact that the Torah said his neder is a neder doesn't mean that he also has the ability to be shoyl on his neder by a chacham. Now, this question of the Mishnah Melech can be applied to a real-life story that happened in recent years. There was a boy in a cheder in Lakewood that, for whatever reason, he decided to accept upon himself Naziris. Maybe they were learning the parasha of Nazir, and he said, I'm becoming a Nazir. And there was a big question of what needs to be done. And I heard, again, I'm not taking responsibility for this shmua, but just for the sake of the discussion, what was said over, was told over, was that he was taken to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, and Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky said that since he's a mufla samach leish, he's already 12 years old, so his neder im yodei l'shem yinoda, so he needs to be a nazir. So therefore, they should. He needs to be noig naziris, but he should go and make hataras nedarim in order to be matir the neder. But they shouldn't do it immediately. They should give him at least a few days that he should be noig as a nazir in order that he should not take lightly the inyan of naziris, and they should wait a few days and then do hataras nedarim by three people, like the Loch and the Taurus Nador. So, again, the question is how, if this psak is correct, this should be totally in the shaila of the Mishnah Lamelech, whether or not a mufla samach le'ish has the ability to make Hataras Nadorim by going to a chacham or three people, and it's not clear whether Rav Shmuel was taking this Mishnah Melech into consideration, or there was some reason why it was not applicable, but L'chayra, in this case, it should be totally the Shai of the Mishnah Melech, and if the Mishnah Melech is saying that he cannot, on the tzad that the Mishnah Melech is saying that he cannot be shoyl on the neder, then in this case, the boy would have a problem, and he would not be able to be shoyl on his neder until he becomes the full godel.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.